Okay, I want to share with you today a few more things about the inyan of the rainbow, the keshes. Okay, those that were here yesterday, we discussed the rainbow. A few ideas. I just want to continue along that line. The bracha a person makes when he sees a rainbow is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Zoicher HaBris. Hashem remembers the bris. Nemon bibrisoi, Hashem is faithful in regard to the bris. V'kayim bimamoro, bimamoro, and Hashem is true with regard to His word. Now the question is, why are there so many parts to this bracha? Why don't we just say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Zoicher HaBris? Why bechlal we make a bracha? We discussed it yesterday. But we make a bracha Birchas HaShevach. Why the three parts? So, one idea I came across is there are really three psukim. There are three different ideas that are expressed in the parashas Noach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach that he will never destroy the world again. Let me read the pasuk. Vayoyimer, the pasuk begins Vahakimoisi. As first, the pasuk says Vahakimoisi. Es brisi itchem. This is the Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Aleph. I will establish my brisi itchem. V'lo yikareis kol basar oid bimei ha-mabul v'lo yeod mabul l'shacheis ares. The first Pasuk discusses the establishment of the bris. That is the middle part of the bracha. The middle part of the bracha is Neman debriso. Hashem is faithful. The next Pasuk Yibes continues, Vayomer Elokim, Zos Os HaBris. This will now be the sign of the bris. That was before HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated the rainbow as the sign of this bris. Hashem first created an oral, there was an oral agreement. We don't need to have any documents. We don't need to have any records. Trust me. Hashem says, I'm going to make a treaty, I'm never going to do this again. That's really the beginning, the middle part of the bracha, the Neman Bebriso. The first part of the bracha is the second pasuk of Zos Os HaBris. This is the sign of the bris. Asher ani noisein beini uveinechem uvein kol nefesh chaya asher itchem l'dor v'soylam. And then, there's the third part, pasuk, the next couple of pasuk, pasuk Yud Gimel. Eskashti, and what is the Ois HaBris? He goes on to say, Eskashti Nasati Be'anon, V'hoysol Ozol continuation, Ois Beris, Ben Yuvain Oretz, and then V'hoya Ba'an Yonon Al Oretz, V'mir Asa Keshes Be'anon. Okay, and then we come to V'zacharti Esberisi Asher Beini Uveinechem. And then we come to the part, I will remember the brisi between me and between you, Bein Kol Nefesh Chaya B'chol Basar, V'lo Yia Oir HaMayim Olav Al Shachis Kol Basar, multiple sections. I don't have a clarity in all the verbosity and all the repetition in the pasuk, but there are multiple ideas that are expressed in these psukim, and that is why there are different parts of the bracha. There is the oral bris, that's the part neman debriso. There is the Zoicher HaBris, when Hashem sees the actual sign itself of the rainbow. And then there is the Maimer. The Maimer is all of this extension of the Psukim where it goes on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'zuchayti esprisi.
So why do you have to make a bracha?
Birchas HaShevach, what?
On each separate item to make a bracha?
Well, being that the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has elaborated in such great detail and says, first I'm going to make a bris. And then number two, I want to designate this as the sign of the bris. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on to explain what's going to happen. When it's going to rain, there's going to be a cloud. And when there's going to be a cloud, I'm going to position the rainbow. I'm going to look at it. And I'm going to remember all of the events. And I'm not going to destroy the world. So we have three parts in the parasha. The bris, period. The sign of the bris. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression, his elaboration of how he's going to relate and the thought process that he's going to go through when he sees it in that, and how he thinks about the world and all of the creatures of the world. All of those ideas we allude to in this one bracha. Hashem is, he is Zoicher HaBris, he sees the rainbow, he's Neman B'Mamoro, Neman bebriso. That's even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not see the bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not see the rainbow. Just the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself forged the bris with orally is the nemanus. The kayim b'mamoro are all of the words where HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks. Vayoymer elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says all of these things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us v'zochaytu I'm going to do v'hoysa keshes v'chulu v'chulu. Vayoymer elokim. Hashem says al Noach. Pasuk Yitzayin, the very vein of Nochamol. Zos, O Sabris, Asher Akimosi, Beinu Yuvein Kol Bosra, Asher La'aretz, the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu confirming that everything above is true. So,
or maybe that he is saying maybe it's just limited to the part where he says he will not flood the earth again. And that's the Kayom Ma'amaro.
Yeah.
Is something that he keeps his word that he would never do it again.
Okay, I don't have the exact answer.
Why go for all that other stuff?
Yeah, but matzah, when you make matzah, you say,
no, you just make one bracha. Asher kiddush al achilas matzah. That is what's exactly, you don't elaborate. You just make one bracha, al achilas matzah. So the question then is, why is it with regard to the rainbow, are we elaborating so much? One bracha, no, bracha is what he say. And well, does the bus go further? Is that the end of the bracha? That's it. Okay. All right. It's not clear. I just want to bring out this idea. Okay. That's one point. Another idea he quotes here. Everything I think is coming from this kunj is called Keshva Halacha. He brings the name of the Kovetz base. This interesting idea that there are three main colors in a rainbow. What are the three main colors? I would think it means RGB. RGB. Someone who won the Nobel Prize recently. Did you read about it in physics? LCD. LCD. The three main colors you need to create every color you need. R is red, green, and blue. So in the technology of the LCD, you can easily create... What?
Green is not a primary color.
Green, blue, and yellow.
Seven colors is
red. Yellow. Red and blue are
the yellow, that's another system. There's another system of okay, I don't know the
magenta.
Right. There are many multiple systems of how in technology how they're able to you have to start with something. So they first have to start with I really don't know how it works. Alright, whatever the point is, there are different colors. Alright, wait a second so they stop drilling. Okay, for whatever reason, it says over here that the three main colors, a lot of them far said the same thing, I don't know what this is all about, are white, red, and green. Anyone hear such a thing? That the three main colors of the rainbow every year he repeats this multiple times.
It was colorblind.
White, red, and green. White represents chesed, we all know that. Okay, white is chesed, red is gvura, and green represents rachanim. Okay, this is an idea that he says that is why there are three, this is why there are three parts to the bracha. This idea is quoted by the Ben Yehoyada. That's why the three parts.
Up over here, he breaks up the bracha saying that it was Ben Hachaya. In other words, he told him first, I'm making a bris so that the animals between you and the part of it that says, Ben Kol Nevesh Chaya Asher Itchem.
The animals are also included.
In other words, that they won't start up with the Nagi, you're going to eat meat.
But the animal's not going to.
Adversarial relationship between you and the animal.
That's the maimon.
The first bris was. That the animals won't attack you. Uh-huh. You don't have to be afraid of them.
The multiple
so
parts.
They weren't satisfied. So
okay.
In other words, like the Malcolm actually says over here, he says, the Keshis is always there. That has nothing to do with you seeing the Keshis. The Keshis is always there. The clouds obscure it, but I will see it. In other words, as long as I see the Keshis, it'll remind me not to destroy the world.
Okay.
I don't care what you see. It's always there. It always was there from my separation. catches.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Right, it's a pre-existing thing which has been designated.
The cloud cover's gone.
You go to the Niagara Falls, you see.
Oh, you don't make a bracha when you go to Niagara Falls and you see water flowing. You say you discuss that he has a chapter. If you turn on the sink, you want to see a rainbow? Turn on the sink, turn on the faucet, and shine a light. You'll see a rainbow. Do you make a bracha? Of course not. Only a cloud. You only make a bracha.
Excuse me. You think that the case is not okay?
What?
You think that the case is okay?
You make a bracha. No, no problem. You can look at it. Look at it. You can look at it. It's for the second time you finish. He talks about it. It's. We'll wait a second. We'll wait. Oh, oh, Revach. Revach lives by name. All right, there's another interesting idea I came across. He says here as follows. Oh. Okay, we have here a bracha, Zecher Habris, Neman. Okay, every year Rosh Hashanah, we come to Rosh Hashanah, we come to the Hayyim Har HaSalam, to the renewal of the world. How does this work? So most of us assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just allows the world to continue. It's impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the world to continue to exist. But Chazal tell us that's not so. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews the world. In other words, every year, the world is given a lease to go one more year. And when the year is over, the world should go back to a state of tohu vavohu. Every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, He renews the world.
But David should make the promise to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, that Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't that have to come?
I'm not focusing on Eretz Yisrael. Let's focus.
If he destroys the world,
let's. If it doesn't stop, we'll just call it quits.
The infantry is listening
to this on the internet. Very good. Oh, the infantry is sitting down. He's taking a lunch break, so he'll start early.
He's a diplomat. A diplomat.
It's dealing with problems. 50 years.
On Rosh Hashanah, we are familiar with the principle that on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he renews the world. The essence of the Keshes is where Hashem looks at the world and he sees that the world is filled with evil people, Rishoyim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a desire to destroy the world. So the truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really has two options. Either he can take out his anger on the world and destroy the world, or he can go the easy, the delicate approach, let the world expire, and just don't renew the lease. Wait until Rosh Hashanah arrives, or whenever this period of time comes to an end, and let the world generally just fade away. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the world has reached a state of evil, Hashem has decided, you know what, I'm not going to do anymore like I did to the Dor HaMabul and send down a fury and a Mabul to destroy the world. But maybe we have to be concerned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just cause the world to implode. Global warming, environmental conditions will happen such that the world will just cease to exist. That is how some want to learn Shah in the Pasuk of the end of the bracha. Haroy Keshes, you make the bracha. Baruch Atah Shukim Melacholam Zoicher Habris. Now, by the way, there's another gears. Another gears is Vineman B'Mamaro. I read you this bracha. The gears that we have it as being three parts. Zoicher Habris, Kama. Number two. Neman bibirisai, that's number two. Number three is v'kayin b'mamaro. There are many girsos that have it in the brachas having only two parts. Zoicher habris v'neman bibirisai. Hashem remembers the bris and is faithful in the bris. That's all one theme of the bris. And the second theme is v'kayin b'mamaro. He is kayam. He is truthful in his word. This, if we take it in that form, that there are two parts to the bracha, it means the first part of the bracha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though he sees that in this world there are evil people and the world deserves to be destroyed, he will not actively destroy the world. He will not bring down Gofris from Melach. He will not open up the Arubos HaShemayim and flood the world. But just because Hashem is not going to take out his anger on us in a positive form, does not mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu will be so kind to us and do things to prevent the world from self-destructing naturally. Protection. The world is at danger. The world, if it just continues to go along the way it is, is at danger of coming to an end. Because naturally, the world needs a Kadosh Baruch Hu to renew it, to actively participate in its existence. That's the second part of the bracha. The Hashem is kayam b'mamaro. He is faithful to renew the world every single year, even though we truly don't deserve it. It's one thing, like if a person has a job, so the person is delinquent, he doesn't perform well, the boss can say, you're fired. I give you, let's say the job, you have a contract from year to year. Every single year the contract has to be renewed. If the employee violates the terms of the contract, the employer has the right to fire the employee. So we are not deserving to keep the job, to make it out to the end of the year. Kadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants, he can really just fire us in the middle of the year. Firing us will be equivalent to bringing a mabul to destroy the world. For that we have the bris, we have the rainbow. Kadosh Baruch Hu is zoicher, he sees the rainbow. He's nem b'briso, even though we deserve that he should fire us, he doesn't fire us. He lets us continue. Well, we only make the bracha. We don't just make brachas. We make the brachas once. We're already making the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zecher HaBris and Neman B'Bris when the rainbow appears. And it's a tshuva where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding us that there's something wrong. I have to tshuva because really at this point in time I should bring korban to the world. But I'm going to remember the bris. I'm not going to bring korban to the world. We then take that opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that not only does he not destroy the world, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, he's so kind to renew the contract. Even though we don't even deserve that. So that's another approach to explain why. So there's another interesting approach. I saw this. This is a very interesting idea. Is that they want to say that this bracha, I don't understand what this means, but you touched upon, there are three parts of the bracha, and the three parts correspond to Malchios, Zichronis, and Shaifers. Every single time. So how would you apply this? I don't really get it. First of all, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Two parts, the only one we have above, the two parts, the world. Baruch Malchios, Melech HaOlam. Zoicher HaBris, Vineman, Bibrisai. Zichronis, Malchios, Zichronis. Tekayim B'Mamoroi, a maimar vayibach ba'apov nishmas chayim vayihia dem ruach. Why do we blow shofar? Shofar is the sound of a word. It's a maimar. It represents, it captures the essence of shofars. So when you, every time you see the keshes, you see the rainbow, you're seeing the shechina. Hakadosh Baruch Hu appeared. Breiches borei Elokim es ha'shamayim ve'esaretz. It's a gilui of Hakadosh Baruch Hu shechina. It's a remembrance of ma'aseh bereishis. And on Rosh Hashanah, the way we express ma'aseh, we express the Yom Hadin, the Bria Olam, Hayom Haras Olam, is with this magical concept called Malchias, Zichronis, and Shaifos. In the middle of the summer, in the middle of the winter, you zoichet to see a rainbow. It's a tkufa of Rosh Hashanah of Din. You could say it's also so Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the world once again, and we have to do a minor Yom Hadin. We have to quickly go through Elul, go through Erev Rosh Hashanah, and now it's a Rosh Hashanah. It's Yom Hadin, and we say this whole bracha, which encompasses Malchias, Zichronis, and Shaifos. That's another idea I came across in looking at this bracha. Okay, now another very interesting thing about the bracha is that there's another girsa which can, at the end of the bracha concludes Baruch Atah Hashem, look at the Melech Olam. It's a little more elaborate. Hog, this is the girsa of the Eli Rabba, the Marshal. There's a Marshal and there's a Ravon. A Ravon is one of the early Rishonim, and the Eli Rabbi brings down another girsa that says the correct bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hakel. Okay, like the Megillah reading at the end of the Megillah, you say Hakel, Hakel Haneman Bimamaro, the Vav, he has the Vikayam Bibriso, and he does not have, shockingly, does not have. No, it says Hakel Haneman Bimamaro. He combines the two together. Hakel. That's not Neman Bibrisai. He combines these two together. Kel HaNemon Bimamaro, and then the Kayam Bibriso. Then he adds Baruch Atah Hashem Nuchasima. Baruch Atah Hashem Zoicher Habris. We don't have a second Baruch Atah Hashem. We just have one Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Period. And then we say three different themes. This other version breaks it up into a Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam in the beginning, and a Baruch Atah Hashem at the end, and in the middle we have two different themes of Zoicher, we have a Neman Bimamaro, Kayam Bibrisai, and the Zoicher Habris is the Chasim with the new Baruch Atah Hashem. So this, he elaborates very much upon this other gears. Why is that so? So generally, Birchas HaShevach do not have a Chasima. They just have an opening bracha. The only time you would have a Chasima is when you have multiple themes. When you have a bracha that has multiple themes, then you have to be Chosei Me'ein HaPsicha. So, okay, I don't have clarity.
It's structurally more similar to the bracha after the Haftorah.
After the Haftorah. So then it's not a Birchas HaShevach. So what is that? You what?
A beginning and an ending, okay. And some of the same wording.
Okay, so there are multiple issues. When you start changing the bracha, when you start changing the pasuk with a bracha in the beginning, bracha at the end, that seems to indicate that this is not a Birchas HaShevach. We generally are under the impression that this is a Birchas HaShevach, a praise. Just like you hear thunder and lightning, you have... Kiddush Levana is a Birchas HaShevach, or is Kabbalah Tzvanei Shechinah? Not so similar as Birchas HaShevach. It's like a diving of Shemona Esrei. I'm now going to Mekabel L'Pnei Shechinah. I'm not giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true, there is a degree of Shevach that the Levana provides light. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the light that the moon provides at night for us, so we can see at least something. But on another hand, Kiddush Levana is that we're basically davening Shemona Esrei. When you daven Shemona Esrei, it's not a Birchas HaShevach. You're being mispal. It's a different type of bracha. It's an avoda. I'm now doing my service to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Shechina is appearing. I'm now being mekabel l'pnei HaShechina. When the rainbow appears, it's Kabbalas Pnei HaShechina. I'm davening Shemona Esrei. Baruch Atah Hashem. You start with the bracha in the beginning. Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avram. If you follow this approach and have a baruch in the beginning, baruch at the end, it's not just a different style of bracha. It is an indication that it's a different service. You're not just giving praise to Hashem for the beauty of the rainbow. You are now taking note that you are being judged The world is in a state where it's deserving of punishment. And the Shbaruch Hu is overlooking our shortcomings and is having rachmanis upon us, and we are serving him by reciting this bracha. Okay, there's a beautiful idea from the Ramah, Rav Moshe Isserles. In addition to him writing a sefer, his Hagos on Shulchan Aruch, in addition to Taras Moshe writing a Shals and Shuvis on Shulchan Aruch, what? Darki Moshe, Darki Moshe. He also wrote a sefer on Chumash called Taras Ha'Oila, and there he explains what is the significance of the rainbow. His focus is primarily on the Gemara. The Gemara says by Rav Shimon Yochai, yes, one of them was, did a rainbow ever appear in your generation? If Chazal tell us in a generation when there are tzaddikim, a rainbow will never appear, because the tzaddik himself is megin on the dar, and it's not necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember the Ois HaBris. The tzaddikim serve that function. The tzaddikim are megin bread. So he explains. So in part of his discussion, he explains that the basic question. The rainbow already existed seemingly from the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis. From the Pesukim, it seems to then indicate that it was something new. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now created something new to serve as a rainbow. But it was nothing new, it already existed. So he basically explains this, it doesn't have to ever happen that a rainbow will appear. A rainbow only appears after it rains, when there's moisture in the air. When does it rain? We all know that rain is sent down to the world with extra special hashkacha pratis. When we learned Sefer Iyov, we learned about the amazing hashkacha that goes into clouds, that goes into the time and moment and place where it and when it rains. And when Kriya Shema, Nasati Gishmechem Beitam, I will grant you rain in the proper time. Rashi in the Pasuk there says, when is the ideal time for it to rain? Friday night. Because Friday night no one is working, it is not causing anyone any discomfort, no one's on the road, it's the ideal time. Bizman Shayishol Oisim Ritsana Shal Makim, it will rain Friday night. If it rains Friday night for a whole generation to provide us with what we need, you'll never see a rainbow. The only time when it rains during the day is when we're not doing the Ritzon Shel Mokom, and the rain is coming down, not Be'itam, but Shaloi Be'itam. So it doesn't have to happen that a rainbow appears during day. When will a rainbow not appear during the day? When Nasati Gishmechem Be'itam, is Man Shayit Shaloi Ritzon Shel Mokom, comes down at night. That's how he explains the significance of a rainbow. When we do see a rainbow, it's a wake-up call. Now, there's a very interesting question. If a person sees a rainbow, should he go and tell other people that there is a rainbow in the sky, so that they have an opportunity to make this very rare, unusual bracha? According to we discussed yesterday that now there did some the minig among the bells, the chassidim is best on the ben hayoyah. That's really a sfar shaminuk, is not to make a bracha on a rainbow ever with Shema Malchus, because we mentioned yesterday from the Zohar, there are two types of rainbows. There's a natural rainbow, and there is an unnatural rainbow. You only make a bracha on the unnatural rainbow. We, in our generation, are not experts to the friendship between the different types of rainbows. So therefore, Sama Machmir, you should never make a bracha. However, that's not our custom. We always make a bracha. Being that we always make a bracha, is the proper for a person to go and tell someone else that there's a rainbow in the sky, you should go outside and make a bracha. So this is a very big machlokes sapoiske, because according to Chazal, it's not a good sign. When the rainbow appears in the sky, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry at the world. He wants to destroy the world. He would destroy the world like he destroyed the generation of Noach, and the only reason is because he made a bris with Noach not to destroy the world. So telling someone that there's a rainbow is being moitzei dibar ra. You're not allowed, only a fool goes around revealing bad news. There's a halacha, you're not even allowed to say that a person died. It has to be done in an indirect way through writing, or people have to know, but generally when the person does not have to know, it's not a good idea to mefar same bad news. It's moitzei dibor ra. So some say it's not even kedai to tell a person there's a rainbow, even if it means he's going to not make the bracha for the rest of his life. Others say that you should tell the person indirectly. What you do is you go into shul and you say, I saw this done, you go into shul and you say, where in the sinner is the bracha for making a rainbow? So everyone in the shul gets the message. What are you talking about? Well, why do you want the bracha? Well, there's a rainbow. Oh, there's a rainbow outside. So everyone goes running and says, but you can't make the bracha because it's not a whole rainbow, it's a part of a rainbow. So this is a very interesting topic. On the other hand, there's a different set of different group that says, why not? Well, like any other mitzvah, you can be mitzvah. Why not? Even by a bircha sachama, what is the minhag? The minhag is only one person makes the bracha and everyone answers amen. Oisa ma'aseh bereishis, b'rov am hadras melech. One person makes the bracha and everyone answers amen. Isn't that the way we did it?
No.
Bircha sachama. No. Everyone made the bracha.
One person started.
I don't remember. I think, maybe you're right. One person said the bracha. Everyone answered amen, and everyone said the bracha by themselves. Correct. Okay. Everyone said, yeah, you want to do berav amen, that would be a nice way to do that. One person says, like, berachas berachas
achama. When we say Hashem, ki zocher kol hanishkachot,
yeah,
we don't expect that Hashem is going to be forgot everything. Why we should say that zocher avelit, this, that? Hashem, yodea kol hanishtaro, yodea kol hanishkachot. What is the problem of Zohar Averit? You should know. We don't expect that Hashem to forget.
Hashem never forgets. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that the sin of the man has increased to the point where he would want at this point to destroy the world, and he's holding back only because of the bris. So it doesn't mean... It doesn't...
For that reason, that Hashem is going to be chesed.
So you ask the same question in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, why do we have to have zichronis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shich Lefnech Yisech Vadech. It's a general question, which is not for now. Other Paiskim are completely, they disagree. They hold that it's a mitzvah to be mefarsim, that there's a rainbow in the sky, because it's a moment to do tshuva. It's an opportunity for people to be ma'or them to do tshuva. You see a rainbow? That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doresh. He wants you to do tshuva. Every person should go and do tshuva. It's one thing when it's bad news. Karchi, a person dies. Achamev, a person dies. So does that mean when a person dies, naturally, after Mev, every person has to do tshuva? Not necessarily. Person dies naturally. Okay, so if you happen to be present when the person dies and you know about it, it's an oyer tshuva. Saif kol adam. But to go around telling every single person in the world something bad happened, that's not necessarily meant for that person. But if there's a rainbow in the sky, this is a sign for the generation. The Gemara talks about generations where a rainbow never appeared. In the generation of Chizkiyo HaMelech, there was never a rainbow. Other tzaddikim. So if the fact that there is a rainbow in the sky is an indication that there's something wrong with the door, there's a tzi on the door, and the door has to do tshuva, and therefore there's an obligation for every single member of the generation that they should do tshuva. You should go and be mefarsim. You should be mefarsim. Now, on the other hand, going a step further, there's another interesting chazal that say that when you see a rainbow, this is a sign. People are into these things that Mashiach is coming. It's a zman that the zman of Mashiach is coming. Let me tell you where that comes from. No.
It's a sign.
Simon Libias Mashiach Tzidkenu Bimheru Vyemenu Kishetira Hakeshes Begavonim Nihirin. Who says this? The Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says this. The Zohar says that the Keshes represents the Shechina, and it means good things are coming. What you take out of all this is that the Keshes is multidimensional. On the one hand, it's a bad sign. On the other hand, it's a good sign. On the one hand, it's an opportunity to do tshuva. The bracha is extremely complex. You're bringing up many different concepts. Zecher habris, neman bebriso. There's remembrance. There's emuna. There is kiyum. Different expressions. I mean, mekayim, kiyum, neman, zechira. It's extremely complex. It brings out many ideas. And that is why there is such a broad diversity and disparity among the poskim exactly how to relate to seeing a keshes. Okay, let me just forget anything.
Excuse me, you said that
yeah.
This Shekhinah,
is showing the Shekhinah is galu, yes.
It represents the Shekhinah. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel.
Many Kohanim, if they are going to Ducham, we should not look at the fingers that they are, because Shekhinah is there. Why we should look at the that it is Shekhinah?
You're not allowed to be mistakel. You're not allowed to be mistakel means to gaze intently at the keshes. But you are allowed to look at the keshes before you make the bracha. Another reason why, now just a general idea, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu designate the keshes as the simon for not destroying the world? Because when did the Mabul take place? In which month? Chodesh Cheshvan. What is the mazal of Chodesh Cheshvan? That's Mar Cheshvan. But what is the what's the mazal? Keshes. Keshes. Is that mazel?
Chodesh was, yes.
What's the mazel of Chodesh Kislev? I think it says it's the mazel. The mazel is related to the keshes.
Because the 17th of the Chodesh. In the day of the keshes, what you should do? That was Mabul.
Okay, and then the last thing that I want to tie into this is, we have, here it says here, Hatam Shekadosh Baruch Hu Bochar HaKeshes Lo'ois Berisoiki Hamabul Hoi B'Chodesh Kislev Shemazul Keshes Mishamesh Espo. Chodesh Kislev is served by the Mazel of Keshes. So since this is the month of the Keshes, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated the Keshes as the sign for the fact that he will never destroy the world.
But it was not in the Kislev Chodesh, it was in the Cheshvan.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world in Chodesh this month, the coming of month, not Tishrei, Chodesh Kislev.
Chodesh Kislev.
Okay, and one of the last thing is, when do we play with the bow and arrow? On Lag BaOmer. One of the reasons why you play with the bow and arrow on Lag BaOmer, there are probably 100 reasons, but one of the reasons is because in the generation, that's the actual Gemara, the generation of Rashbi, the Keshes did not appear. Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, with the son Eliezer, he said himself that in our Zechus, the whole world is Kedai just for us. Putting all humility aside, that the whole world, even though the world was busy with mundane and trivial matters, the fact that they learned Torah Lishma, the whole world was Kedai, it was Kedai just for them, and therefore in their generation, the Keshes did not appear in the sky. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pleased with this world, with what he created, and therefore children are reminded of this fact by playing with bows and arrows. And today we're all children. Every adult has a little child in him, and that's why when you go online, they'll always show you pictures of all the big Hasidic Rebbes who are 90 years old are also shooting bows and arrows on Lag BaOmer. Okay, have a wonderful day.